Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you don't mind, we will let the centurion rest. He is a wonderful story, and certainly we get the point that this one who has faith that does not demand signs, but simply the will of God for man, for all that he needs. This, on the other hand, is my last chance to be here. And so I'm in this particular place, standing here with the privilege of and bringing God's word. It is the kind of thing, of course, that we hear from the Gospels, the good news of Jesus Christ, and it certainly is. However, I have a warm spot in my heart for Paul. Paul is one who has is in much the same place as me of asking, yes, I know what the story is, I know what the gospel is, but what does it mean for me? Paul has asked the same thing of himself and is good at explaining these things, and certainly he has done this to the Galatians. But there are places in Paul that are just wonderful. And as I was at that point of saying, so what should my last word be? It comes from Paul. There was a time when my drive to work was different than it is now. It was 35 miles, but lots of open road. So I would put various in verses of Romans 8 and on the visor of my 72 Ford Pinto and take off from in Tempe, Arizona, and across the desert until I got to Luke Air Force Base, and I would have plenty of time to work and memorize and try and learn this. Yes, I did. I conquered the entire 8th chapter of Romans. It was wonderful. But the ending, it just doesn't get any better than that. Starting at the 31st verse, what then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. When Paul wrote these things, there were difficult and dark days for Christians in the early church. There were times, yes, that they were, it would seem, to be abandoned, left to fend for themselves, that this particular word from the psalm seemed to make sense. For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. And people would rightly ask, where is God in all of this? But what we find instead is that it is God who is there with us in the midst of it. In a personal way, each of us knows that none of us will escape the trials of this life, and certainly there are some who will experience more than others. There are times that we will look at a friend of ours and think to ourselves, boy, when it rains, it pours. And they will have more than one difficulty to face at a time. And sometimes it happens to us as well. And there are those times that we wonder how this is all going to work. Sometimes we hang on to our faith with our fingernails. Sometimes people give up altogether. They go off and find a place in their life and they say to themselves, I really haven't seen what I think I need to see from God, so maybe I'm just going to forget the whole thing. Sometimes they have never been at a place where they have found faith, and they are alone, and they think they can get along alone, and so they do. They muddle through and try and do the best they can, but they never have an encounter that lets them know that God indeed loves them. The good news is that God's love is not reciprocal. God does not say to us, I will love you if you turn around and love me. None of us can do that. None of us can do it well enough. We can only respond as God gives us strength. But God is one who loves to begin with. God is the starting point. God is the one who already in Jesus Christ has shown his love for us. There should be no doubt in our mind. But even for those who have given up on faith or maybe never had it in the first place, and I would imagine someplace in our family tree there's some and brother-in-law or uncle or a cousin or someone who is at that place of simply saying, I'm not interested in that. God remains interested in them. And Paul's word is just as true for the unbeliever as for the believer. That there is nothing in all creation that will separate us from the love of Christ, for Jesus Christ died for all people. If we have faith, we're just the ones who benefit from that earlier rather than later. At this point, as a congregation, of course, you're going to perhaps be wondering, so what does the future hold? I'm pretty sure I know what and some of those things are. You're always going to struggle with the question of what to do next. You're going to want to be doing more and better ministry, and yet you're always going to be faced with the situation of you just don't have enough money or cash to do everything you want to do, so you're going to have to make a few choices. You're going to make decisions along the way, and some of them are going to be a piece of cake, and everybody's going to think, well, this was easy. Why didn't we do this a long time ago? And other times you're going to make decisions, and some are going to like it, and some are going to hate it. And sometimes you're just going to have to learn to live with one another, and that will be fine too. I'm pretty sure that you are going to have some really amazing sermons in years to come. I'm impressed, I have to say that. And I think that Pastor Peterson will serve you well. I trust that you will come on Sundays, expecting to hear God's word. I know that he will be interested in bringing to the best of his ability God's word. That's a good thing. Let me say this. We don't know any of the ultimate kinds of challenges that you will face. We don't know what the future holds. None of us can. But we do know this, that there is nothing that will separate either Queen Anne Lutheran Church or you from the love of God. Know in all these things, Paul writes, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.